He has been a professional money manager for the last 18 years. He is a regular contributor to the Fox Business Channel and Bloomberg Radio. In addition to this, he is a regular contributor to TheStreet.com and MarketWatch.com. Now he's live here on the Wall Street Business Network. Here is Bill Gunderson.
And welcome to the April 24th edition of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour with professional money manager Bill Gunderson. Well, let's call it a mixed start to the market here this morning. The Dow is down 23 points, but we can't complain too much. You know, we're above 18,000. We're at 18,035 on the Dow. We've had a fairly good week. And we've seen a lot of earnings come in. I'll talk about that here in a little bit. The S&P 500 is actually up a little here, almost a point. The S&P 500 is at 2,113. Meanwhile, the NASDAQ is having the best day of all the other indexes. It's up 27 points. That's mostly Google and Amazon. The NASDAQ is at 5,083, which I want to say is a new all-time high for the NASDAQ. It only took 15 years from the last time we were above 5,000, clear back in the year 2000. The NASDAQ up 0.5% today. Oh, that's also Microsoft, too, in there in that NASDAQ move. Crude oil is holding strong, hanging tough. $56.94. on crude oil right now. Gold, $1,185 per ounce. The euro, 1.081. The 10-year yield, coming back a little bit. It was threatening to go back above 2%. Now we're back to 1.92% as the 10-year yield continues to trade in a very, very tight range, ranging between about 1.8 and 2%. Historic lows, off the chart lows when you take a look at the long term. So welcome to the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour with professional money manager Bill Gunderson. And as usual, there's hits and there's misses in the earnings parade. The beat goes on. Earnings continue to pour in. Last time I looked, 78% of companies have exceeded their earnings estimates, and only about 43% of companies have exceeded their sales estimates. We'll do the math here. In fact, I already did it last night. I updated my S&P 500 earnings for this quarter, next quarter, this year, and next year. The needle has moved. As of last week, the needle had not moved. We were still at the same place that we began earnings season with. But now that we've got some 150 S&P 500 companies that have reported, we're getting a lot better look at this year, 2015. And next year, 2016, is starting to come more in focus. And I updated my numbers on all 500 companies last night. The needle has moved. I'm not going to tell you which way the needle has moved, however. Has it moved down? That would mean that forecasts for 2016 have come down, and forecasts for 2015 have come down. That would be a bearish type of number, of occurrence. Or has the needle moved higher? Well, I'll report that in my newsletter. You can get the newsletter by going to pwstreet.com. I'll have my current 2015 forecast for the S&P 500, earnings per share, the multiple that I'm currently using on the S&P 500, the target price that I currently have for this year, but more importantly, next year, because this year is somewhat of an anomaly with some very unusual one-time factors impacting our economy and impacting a lot of individual companies. Next year, it said, we'll get back to normal. Well, what's normal? How much are earnings expected to increase next year over this year? We have to remember that back in 2009, the S&P 500 got clear down to $58 per share. And the market got clear down to 660 on the S&P 500. That's right. 11, 12 times earnings. It overshot on the downside because the market thought the market would earn even less than $55 a share back then. But that's finally where earnings bottomed in 2009. And guess what? S&P 500 earnings, bottom line, have been going up ever since. And what else has been going up ever since? The market, the index that tracks those earnings of the S&P 500. Funny how that works. As earnings grow, stock markets, stocks go up. As earnings level off, like this year, stocks, indexes level off. Has the S&P, has the Dow leveled off this year? Well, last time I looked, we're up about 1% this year. Why? Because earnings have leveled off in 2015. However, everybody keeps telling me this is a temporary situation. It's caused by low oil prices. It's caused by a strong dollar. And it will soon pass. You can also throw some weather in there to the mix. And this year is expected to be a flat year in earnings, meaning this year it will be a flat year in the markets. However, fairly soon the market will start looking ahead to 2016. The market is forward-looking. It trades about 6 months, at least 6 months in advance down the road. Individual companies trade 6 months in advance down the road, at least 6 months, taking a look ahead at future expectations. And I adjusted those future expectations for next year fairly significantly last night. That's all I did was update the earnings estimates on every S&P 500 company for this year and next year, and the needle did move, as I said. Did the needle move up? Did the needle move down? I'll tell you in my newsletter, which you can get by going to my website at pwstreet.com. Meanwhile, companies beat, companies miss. I know Biogen was one of the misses here over the last several days. Biogen, is it a sell here? Is this the end of Biogen? Well, you know, you have to take it on a case-by-case basis. Meanwhile, Amazon, by the way, I do own Biogen, but I also own Amazon. Look at Amazon. Unbelievable report on Amazon. Amazon beat their earnings significant by a significant margin. Is this a buy or a sell here now at this point? Microsoft has beat earnings this past week by a significant margin. Microsoft breaking out to the upside. I don't have any position in Microsoft. Other companies beat. Other companies met. Other companies fell short. Starbucks, let's see, Starbucks beat earnings this past week. Break out there to new all-time highs. Very high-quality company is Starbucks, one that has consistently beat earnings over the years. And you have to take each individual company one at a time, and you have to analyze, where did those earnings come in at? How far off were they? But more importantly, what did it do to future forecast of earnings this year and next year? And that's all you can do is take them one at a time, because I own stocks, individual companies. If you don't own an index, then you have to look at, if you're an index investor, then you have to look at the earnings estimates for that index, right? Are earnings increasing? Are earnings leveling off? Are earnings shrinking? That has everything to do with the direction that the stocks and the indexes will take. Also, are stocks still the best place to be? Are bonds a better place to be right now? We'll answer that question, or at least I'll give my opinion on that particular question in my upcoming newsletter. Are U.S. stocks still the place to be, or should we be dabbling in China? Should we be dabbling in South America? Should we be dabbling in Europe? Or are U.S. stocks still the best place to be? And what about the sectors of the market? It's been the biotech sector. It's been the drug sector. It's been the pharmaceuticals. It's been the healthcare stocks. They've been the leaders in the market. Are they still the leaders? Are new leaders rising? In fact, last week I pointed out a sector that all of a sudden has roared into the top 10 and may be worth a look here. While a few other sectors have dropped out of that top 10, the semiconductor sector for one. Sector rotation, also extremely important to keep an eye on. But it begins at the top. It begins with the index. It begins with the economy. Is this still a bull market that we're in? Or is it starting to show some weakness here? Well, we go through it every single week. Why every single week? Because we want to stay on top of it when that bear eventually hits. This is Bill Gunderson. It's the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour.
Are you having a hard time being in the right places at the right time in the market and being out of the wrong neighborhoods when troubles arise? Why don't you download Bill Gunderson's app, Best Stocks Now, on your Apple or Android device? Every day, the Best Stocks Now app ranks the 45 asset classes that you have to choose from as an investor. It is absolutely vital to be in the right asset classes and out of the wrong ones. This has the potential to greatly increase your portfolio returns over time. It is also important to be in the right sectors of the market and out of the worst ones. The Best Stocks Now app ranks the various sectors in the markets on a daily basis. The app also ranks about 3,500 investment choices daily. The ranking is based on performance, value, and technical patterns. Download the app today from the Apple App Store or the Android Marketplace. That's the Best Stocks Now app. Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter gave a buy signal on the market on March 27, 2009. That was just 18 days after the S&P 500 had finally hit bottom at 666. The buy signal has been in place ever since. How valuable was that call in the weekly newsletter to investors? The market has more than doubled since then. While market pundits were clamoring about a collapsing dollar, runaway inflation, and soaring gold prices, Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter told investors that stocks were the best place to be. Bill Gunderson is not a permabull, however. At some point in the future, the newsletter will give a sell signal. Investors, be warned. The last bear market took 53% out of the S&P 500. Why not sign up for a free 4-week trial to Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter? You can do so by visiting his website at pwstreet.com. Again, that's pwstreet.com.
There are a lot of investors out there in today's world that enjoy managing their own money. There's nothing wrong with this, but maybe you should manage a small portion of your overall portfolio and let a professional money manager manage your serious money. Just like you don't learn how to be an accomplished golfer by spending a few hours on the golf course or at the driving range on the weekends, it takes years of experience to even begin to understand how the financial markets work. And even then, it still takes hours and hours every day to stay on top of an ever-changing marketplace. There are numerous pitfalls that can stand in the way of the part-time investor. If a constant barrage of contradictory opinions keeps you from being able to make sound decisions, if you have a hard time keeping your emotions in check, or if you're continually selling at the bottom and buying at the top, then maybe it's time to consider a full-time professional money manager. Give the folks at Gunderson Capital Management a call and let Bill Gunderson manage your money. You can reach them at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com.
Prevent those frustrating seasonal symptoms, including sneezing, runny nose, and watery eyes that can spoil your time outdoors by supercharging your immune response right at the source, your digestive tract, where an amazing 70% of your immune cells reside. If your immune system views pollen, animal dander, or wheat as a dangerous invader, it will react by stimulating an inflammatory response and incite all those unpleasant symptoms. What you may not know is that the immune receptor cells residing in your gut all depend on a healthy probiotic population to function at their peak. That's why Dr. Fred Pescatore, a best-selling author on the subject, recommends Dr. O'Hara's probiotics as a top-tier defense in the management of seasonal symptoms. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics delivers live, beneficial bacteria in an easily absorbed formula and is backed by over 25 years of research. Discover the Dr. O'Hara difference and enjoy the outdoors again.
Dr. O'Hara's probiotics are available at Vitamin Shoppe, Whole Foods, Sprouts, and other fine health food stores nationwide.
Back here to the second quarter of the Best Docs Now Radio Hour. A few other things that came up here this week. Let me take a look at my notes here. No, not really. There was a little bit of news. The retail stocks. Is the retail rally over after a 10-month period in which the retail ETF outperformed the S&P 500? Since then, the retail stocks have underperformed the S&P 500. You know, I don't buy into that theory. I did. I thought for sure that low oil prices, low gasoline prices would boost the retail stocks, that money would end up over there. But it really hasn't. I haven't really seen any proof of that. And it looks like the market also has kind of backed out of that theory also. The reversal comes alongside a major bounce in oil. Well, okay, so oil prices have moved up, and so people have moved out of the retail stocks, and I see them buying some of the oil stocks. Microsoft, of course, you know, I'm not a fan of the stock Microsoft. It hasn't done much over the last 3, 5, 10 years. Starbucks, on the other hand, has. Amazon, I own Amazon, having a good day there, but seeing a little bit of sag in my Biogen stock here this week. Okay, let's take a look. I believe this is a small cap stock, $1.3 billion. This is a very aggressive small cap company. I own this stock in my aggressive growth accounts. In my aggressive growth accounts, I strive to own 30 to 40 stocks because these stocks are more volatile. I buy a little bit smaller positions in my aggressive growth portfolio than I do in my larger cap portfolios. So this particular stock's about a 2.5% to 3% position overall within this portfolio. This company is headquartered in Pleasanton, California. There are some other companies headquartered there. I know Ross Stores is headquartered in Pleasanton. There's also a little racetrack where the horses run in California during the fair season in Pleasanton, not too far from the Silicon Valley. There's a little company called Natus Medical, N-A-T-U-S Medical, and the symbol is baby. And that's what they specialize in, babies. They develop products to detect and treat medical ailments in newborn care. We've had some newborns in my little family here recently. We had a grandchild join us about a year and a half ago. And we've got two on the way. My son, his wife is... 22 months along, something like that. And the one that had one last year is pregnant for the second time. So I don't know. I hope we won't need any of Natus Medical Inc.'s products, baby. But this has been a very nice stock, a fast-growing company over the years, and one that I currently own in my aggressive growth accounts. Once again, it's a $1.3 billion market cap company, very small company. Not a micro cap, not a mid cap, right there in that small cap range. Small caps have just done so-so here in the year 2015. Last year, small caps lagged the market badly, but the year before was a small cap year. Small cap stocks were up about 40%, I want to say. back in the year 2013. They're doing just okay, but baby is doing more than just okay. In fact, over the last 5 years, baby, which was a micro cap some 5 years ago, now it's grown up to be a small cap, baby has delivered returns. No dividend here. Let me just make sure. I'm sure there's no dividend. This is a growth stock, a small cap growth. You want to know what category this fits in? If you want to know what kind of a mutual fund would own a stock like this, would be a small cap growth stock. Over the last 5 years, baby has delivered 22% per year to investors while the market's been going up at a rate of 11.7%. Over the last 3 years, baby has been on a roll enough to make me say, oh, baby, 56.1% per year, while the market's delivered 15.6% per year. It's more than tripled. It's almost quadrupled the returns of the S&P 500. No guarantee that it will continue to go do that in the future, but that's what it's done over the last 3 years. Over the last 12 months, the stock's up 62%, while the market's up 12.7%. It gets a performance grade. When I compare baby against all the other stocks that it's up against, Microsoft, Coca-Cola, AT&T, Amazon, you name it, indexes, mutual funds, it gets a performance grade of A. This is one of the top performers. And as you know, performance and relative strength is half of my equation here at Gunderson Capital Management. The momentum grade on baby is A, and as I look at the stock chart, it broke out this past week and it's hitting new highs right now, which is also a nice situation if you own the stock. Baby gets, again, a performance grade of A and a momentum grade of A, and on the Investor's Business Daily, it gets a relative strength ranking of 92 on a scale of 1 to 99. Now we take a look at the valuation of baby, because we've all learned a lot of valuation lessons over the years, whether it was tulip bulbs, whether it was dot-com stocks, whether it was single-family homes. There's been a lot of valuation lessons learned over the years. We always have to pay attention to valuation, but I don't believe in using valuation all by itself. I don't believe in using performance and relative strength all by itself. I like to combine them both and throw in the technical analysis too. And then we've got all three engines in the water, right? Well, baby has got a PEG ratio right now of 1.14, meaning it's trading at just a slight little premium to its growth rate. So that's a fairly reasonable PEG ratio, but when I take the earnings estimates for baby next year, which are $1.68, extrapolate them out at about a 20 to 22% rate over the next 5 years is where the analyst estimates are currently, and then apply a multiple to those potential earnings 5 years from now, I come up with about a $73 target price. The stock's currently trading at $42. It's not the cheapest stock around, but then again, this is one of the hottest stocks around. It's one of the best performers in the entire market. When I weigh on the scales the performance of the stock and add to it the valuation of the company and the stock chart, I come up with the stock that's currently ranked number 112 out of 4,042. It gets a stock grade of A-, and it's a stock that I currently own at Gunderson Capital Management. Not a recommendation, but a nice example of what I consider to be a best stock now. We'll be right back.
There are a lot of investors out there in today's world that enjoy managing their own money. There's nothing wrong with this, but maybe you should manage a small portion of your overall portfolio and let a professional money manager manage your serious money. Just like you don't learn how to be an accomplished golfer by spending a few hours on the golf course or at the driving range on the weekends, it takes years of experience to even begin to understand how the financial markets work. And even then, it still takes hours and hours every day to stay on top of an ever-changing marketplace. There are numerous pitfalls that can stand stand in the way of the part-time investor. If a constant barrage of contradictory opinions keeps you from being able to make sound decisions, if you have a hard time keeping your emotions in check, or if you're continually selling at the bottom and buying at the top, then maybe it's time to consider a full-time professional money manager. Give the folks at Gunderson Capital Management a call and let Bill Gunderson manage your money. You can reach them at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com.
There's a child sitting on a hard metal chair, clutching tightly to the trash bag that holds everything she owns. She's there because her father abuses her and her mother doesn't care. There are people all around her, but she's never been more alone. A social worker tells her not to worry, that they'll find a place for her soon, as she dials yet another number, this time to a group home, and then a shelter, and then a temporary housing facility. If she called you, would you make a place for this child? The Bear Foundation is a Christian foster care ministry, and our homes and families are made up of people just like you who, when called, answered yes. This is your call. Right now, there's a child or teen who's wondering, where am I going to live? Who will take care of me? You have the answer. Call the Bear Foundation today. For more information about Christian foster care, call 1-866-265-2476, 866-265-2476, or visit christianfostercare.org.
The stock market has never been busier or harder to keep up with. One day biotechs are hot, the next day they are not. High tech is down, low tech is up. And what about bonds and your 401k? So many questions coming faster than ever. But now you can keep up by subscribing to the Best Stocks Now podcast. Take it with you wherever you go. The Best Stocks Now podcast comes to you from the headquarters of Gunderson Capital Management, a nationally recognized firm that handles over $100 million in assets. Not a newsroom. That is why the Best Stocks Now podcast is one of the most popular shows of its kind, and why you see Bill Gunderson so often on so many national financial news shows. Just subscribe one time and it's delivered automatically to your smartphone or computer every day. And don't tell your accountant, but it's free and easy to find at pwstreet.com. pwstreet.com, the Best Stocks Now podcast. Don't miss a thing. Get it now.
Are you having a hard time being in the right places at the right time in the market and being out of the wrong neighborhoods when troubles arise? Why don't you download Bill Gunderson's app, Best Stocks Now, on your Apple or Android device? Every day, the Best Stocks Now app ranks the 45 asset classes that you have to choose from as an investor. It is absolutely vital to be in the right asset classes and out of the wrong ones. This has the potential to greatly increase your portfolio returns over time. It is also important to be in the right sectors of the market and out of the worst ones. The Best Stocks Now app ranks the various sectors in the markets on a daily basis. The app also ranks about 3,500 investment choices daily. The ranking is based on performance, value, and technical patterns. Download the app today from the Apple App Store or the Android Marketplace. That's the Best Stocks Now app.
Nearly every day you hear a tragic story on the news about a teenager and the internet. Well, Be Safe Online would like to share some positive news with you. News of families who have prevented similar tragedies because they were protected with the ultimate family internet filter.
A dad from Ohio writes, "It stopped the kids from getting on a few sites that they should not go to. And the best thing is the time restraints. Online time now ends promptly at 11 p.m. No ifs or just a seconds anymore."
Writes a mom in Minnesota, "I questioned my oldest son and he admitted that the ads he saw in a hunting magazine made him curious. He went online to check it out and he told me Be Safe Online blocked it. Thank you so much."
And who can forget the dad in Georgia who wrote this? "With Be Safe's help, I managed to keep my 14-year-old away from a guy who, shortly after, was in the paper for raping another 14-year-old. God bless Be Safe. Go to BeSafeOnline.com and protect your family today. That's BeSafeOnline.com, the letter B, then SafeOnline.com.
And welcome back here to the second half of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. Well, so far we've talked about the mixed bag of results coming in on the market, some good, some bad, on the EPS reports. But what's more important will be the aggregate impact that it has on the S&P 500 overall. And the needle has moved quite significantly. After about a third of companies are done reporting here, I updated my numbers last night, and the needle has moved. I'm not going to tell you which way it's moved, but it has moved significantly. That's either going to lower my forecast for next year significantly, or it's going to raise my forecast for next year fairly significantly. The answer will be in the next newsletter. That's valuable information. There's a lot of work put into that. And you can see the results of that work by going to my website at pwstreet.com, and you can get a four-week trial of the newsletter. I have a lot of subscribers to the newsletter, and of course, if you're a client of mine, that's part of the deal. So you know why I'm doing what I'm doing every single week in your portfolio. And as I mentioned, some companies have beat, some companies have fallen short, and overall, there has been a general drift. And I'm not going to tell you which way it is, but it has been a fairly significant impact on overall earnings to the S&P 500, not only this year, but also next year. Now, one of the companies that has beat this week is a very controversial stock. And I own the stock. And you might say, Gunderson, are you out of your mind? How in the world can a guy who takes valuation as half of the equation into account own a stock like Amazon.com? Well, you know what? I think Amazon.com is a little bit of a unique animal. It seems to me that with the kind of sales, $80 billion a year that Amazon has, that they could flip the switch at some point and the earnings could start gushing in. But they continue to build out this infrastructure, this massive infrastructure, and there really is no name better for the company than Amazon.com. It's gargantuous. It's everywhere. It's the cloud. It's sales. Look at almost anything you want. You can go online and buy from Amazon.com. I decided this year to try to grow a tomato plant via hydroponics in a bucket of water instead of soil. Guess where I found the bucket with the pump with all the chemicals for growing heirloom tomatoes on my balcony at Amazon.com. I started the little seeds here in my office at work, and I had a beautiful San Marzano from seed tomato growing in my windowsill. It had gotten to be about 4 or 5 inches high, and one day I decided to work from home. I told my son, don't forget to water my San Marzano plant, because over the weekend it gets kind of hot in this office. They don't turn on the air. He forgot to do it. And Mike came to work on Monday, and my little San Marzano tomato plant was keeled over, lifeless. No way to bring it back. And I just kind of lost it. Someone said here at the office, I think when that San Marzano tomato plant died, a little bit of Bill died with it. Well, I got to start another one from seed, because I guess you can't go to the nursery and buy a plant and then put it into water. You have to start it off from water. Anyways, I'll tell you, kids nowadays. Anyways, we're going to talk about Amazon.com. Now, my kid, he orders just about everything, office supply. Anything I say we need for the office, he says, let me check on Amazon.com. Okay. Well, we own the stock here at Amazon.com, or here at Gunderson Capital Management. Here's why. Over the last 10 years, Amazon has been a monster performer. Over the last decade, it's averaged 28% per year, even though they haven't made any money. Yeah, they have. They made $2.04. Their earnings have been all over the map. Because every time you think they're done, and now they can flip the switch and start reaping the rewards from all of their infrastructure they've put in, they invest in something else. Bezos, constantly investing in something else. Stop already and let's start reaping the rewards. It's now a $208 billion company that has returned good returns to the folks that have owned the stock over the last 5 years. It's doubled the returns of the market, 22%, while the market's delivered 11%. In fact, in my opinion, you almost have to treat Amazon like you would a biotech stock. Because biotech stocks, a lot of them don't have any earnings, but they're sizzling, right? They're returning. They have this tremendous potential pent up inside of them, and they're giving huge returns to investors. And that's kind of how I treat Amazon. In fact, I don't have a target price on Amazon. I treat it as a biotech that has no target price because it's very difficult. It's a very unique animal. Over the last 3 years, Amazon's delivered 27.5% per year, while the market's delivered 15.6. And if you want to grade Bezos as a shareholder-friendly CEO, the results that Amazon has put up gets a performance grade. The stock gets a performance grade of A. Of course, this is one of those big Seattle companies where we're heard every day on KKOL. A lot of other Seattle companies. Starbucks has been a good winner over the years. Microsoft. Seattle's having a good week. And Amazon is having a good week, too, as it breaks out. And since it's earnings, I think it's up about $60 per share, something like that. Amazon gets a performance grade of A. On a scale of 1 to 99, its relative strength is 84 and rising. All of a sudden, Amazon, which broke out earlier this year, and that's when I got back into it, and now it's breaking out once again. There seems to be some thought that maybe now all of the infrastructure and all of the investment that Amazon has made, it's finally starting to turn profitable. It's been a long time in coming, and the stock is really doing well here since their earnings reports. I follow in my database, and I add stocks every day, new IPOs. A stock has to have about 1 year of history before it can get a grade by me. And I like it that way. How can you give a publicly traded stock any kind of a grade after being public for 1 week? How can you give a publicly traded stock any kind of a grade after being public for just 3 months? No, I found that I want at least a year of track record in a company. But I do add them into the database when they go public, and then pretty soon, after about a year, they'll start getting a grade and an overall ranking. But right now, there's 4,042 different stocks, indexes, ETFs, mutual funds. I rank them all against another. They all have an equal chance of rising to the top and coming out in that top two to 300 stocks that I like to focus on. Amazon, believe it or not, currently comes in at number 25. And like I say, I bought it several months ago when all of a sudden it roared into my top 100, just like a biotech stock. Fabulous performance, fabulous potential, but not much in the way of earnings yet. You can't really put an earnings valuation on Amazon. That's all you can do is look at the potential earnings from all the different products and all the different pipelines that they have developed and invested in over the years. And when will the spigot turn and the earnings start to flow out of those pipelines? Well, investors seem to think that it's headed in that direction. And if you look at a chart of Amazon, you'll see what I'm talking about. Hey, let's put it in perspective. At the bottom of the recession, Amazon was a $34 stock. Today, it's a $449 stock, from $34 to $449. Those are pretty hard results to argue with. It's pretty hard to argue with results like that out of a company, out of a stock. Have I owned it for the last 10 years? No. I wish I would have bought it in 2008 and just held on. There's been a lot of volatility in the stock. It's a very high beta stock. It has its ups and downs. In fact, what is the beta on the stock? It's 1.13. I thought it would be higher than that. But it can be a volatile thing. Look at this week, how volatile and the big moves that the stock's made. But the bottom line is this. It's ranked number 25. It's a large cap stock. It's a mega cap stock at $208 billion. And it's one that I own in my conservative growth account because of its size. No dividend here. Still a growth stock. This is Bill Gunderson. We'll be right back.
There are a lot of investors out there in today's world that enjoy managing their own money. There's nothing wrong with this, but maybe you should manage a small portion of your overall portfolio and let a professional money manager manage your serious money. Just like you don't learn how to be an accomplished golfer by spending a few hours on the golf course or at the driving range on the weekends, it takes years of experience to even begin to understand how the financial markets work. And even then, it still takes hours and hours every day to stay on top of an ever-changing marketplace. There are numerous pitfalls that can stand in the way of the part-time investor. If a constant barrage of contradictory opinions keeps you from being able to make sound decisions, if you have a hard time keeping your emotions in check, or if you're continually selling at the bottom and buying at the top, then maybe it's time to consider a full-time professional money manager. Give the folks at Gunderson Capital Management a call and let Bill Gunderson manage your money. You can reach them at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com.
Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter gave a buy signal on the market on March 27, 2009. That was just 18 days after the S&P 500 had finally hit bottom at 666. The buy signal has been in place ever since. How valuable was that call in the weekly newsletter to investors? The market has more than doubled since then. While market pundits were clamoring about a collapsing dollar, runaway inflation, and soaring gold prices, Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter told investors that stocks were the best place to be. Bill Gunderson is not a permabull, however. At some point in the future, the newsletter will give a sell signal. Investors, be warned. The last bear market took 53% out of the S&P 500. Why not sign up for a free 4-week trial to Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter? You can do so by visiting his website at pwstreet.com. Again, that's pwstreet.com.
Are you having a hard time being in the right places at the right time in the market and being out of the wrong neighborhoods when troubles arise? Why don't you download Bill Gunderson's app, Best Stocks Now, on your Apple or Android device? Every day, the Best Stocks Now app ranks the 45 asset classes that you have to choose from as an investor. It is absolutely vital to be in the right asset classes and out of the wrong ones. This has the potential to greatly increase your portfolio returns over time. It is also important to be in the right sectors of the market and out of the worst ones. The Best Stocks Now app ranks the various sectors in the markets on a daily basis. The app also ranks about 3,500 investment choices daily. The ranking is based on performance, value, and technical patterns. Download the app today from the Apple App Store or the Android Marketplace. That's the Best Stocks Now app.
Jack was ready to quit and justified in wanting out. Ineffective boss, deadweight co-workers, no recognition, a struggling business. He dashed off a blistering resignation by email, then hit the delete key. Now, more coolly, he picked up the phone to arrange an evening with an old mentor. Later, he talked things over with his best friend, who happened to be his wife. The next day, a renewed employee went to work. This is Howard Butt Jr. of Laity Lodge. The new Jack was just as aware of his job's shortcomings. Only now, he intended to be the difference he had long wanted to see. The best change to a bad job starts inside us, in the high calling of our daily work.
Learn more at thehighcalling.org.
Prevent those frustrating seasonal symptoms, including sneezing, runny nose, and watery eyes that can spoil your time outdoors by supercharging your immune response right at the source, your digestive tract, where an amazing 70% of your immune cells reside. If your immune system views pollen, animal dander, or wheat as a dangerous invader, it will react by stimulating an inflammatory response and incite all those unpleasant symptoms. What you may not know is that the immune receptor cells residing in your gut all depend on a healthy probiotic population to function at their peak. That's why Dr. Fred Pescatore, a best-selling author on the subject, recommends Dr. O'Hara's probiotics as a top-tier defense in the management of seasonal symptoms. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics delivers live, beneficial bacteria in an easily absorbed formula and is backed by over 25 years of research. Discover the Dr. O'Hara difference and enjoy the outdoors again.
Dr. O'Hara's probiotics are available at Vitamin Shoppe, Whole Foods, Sprouts, and other fine health food stores nationwide.
And welcome back here to the final segment of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. You know, I just happened to notice what a good week Seattle stocks are having. I hope that's a headline in the Seattle newspapers this weekend. I hope they're watching. Microsoft, Amazon, Starbucks, and Alaska Air all having terrific weeks. Breaking out to new all-time highs. Hey, the Seattle economy got to be doing pretty good up there. A lot of happy people, a lot of celebrating this weekend in Seattle, I would think. Folks that work for those companies and have stock in those companies. The Seattle Index is flying off the space needle right now. Unbelievable moves there. Okay, my last subject that I want to talk about, because Amazon reminded me of, how do you put a valuation on a company that doesn't have any earnings? Well, there's different kinds of valuations. I use an earnings methodology. And without earnings, I can't put a valuation on a company. But there are alternative methods. You can do a valuation on the sales of the company using price to sales. You can do a valuation based on the free cash flow. The EBITDA, earnings before interest, tax, depreciation and amortization, EBITDA. I saw a guy walking around mumbling EBITDA. I gave him a quarter. Anyways, Amazon.com doesn't really have any earnings, although they're expected to make $2.34. Now, this same conundrum comes up when you talk about biotech stocks. One of the best stocks that I own right now is Anacor Pharmaceuticals. It has no earnings. It's never had any earnings. It came public at $4 back in 2010, and now at $65, it has no earnings. Now, on a biotech, you can take a look at, well, here's the drug they're working on, and if the drug comes to fruition, here's the size of the market that the drug addresses, and here's the market share that the company could obtain. And here's what the company could possibly charge for the drug. That's too many what-ifs for me. So to be honest with you, I decided a long time ago to just leave the earnings part of the equation out. Because I don't want to eliminate a company from the running just because it doesn't have any earnings yet. Some of the biggest winning stocks that I've had over the years have come from stocks and companies that don't have any earnings yet. In fact, I've seen many of these companies bought out before they ever had earnings for huge premiums. Why? Because they have potential huge products in their pipeline. So when I do my evaluation of stocks without any earnings, I have to basically look at the performance of the stock and look at the chart. I have to basically leave the earnings part of the equation out because there's just too many what ifs. And they have to live by their performance. Now, if you think about it for a minute, I mean, if a stock is really performing well and it doesn't have any earnings, doesn't that tell you something? That somebody out there, some smart people at Fidelity, don't forget that a company, okay, let's just take a look at a company like Anacor. The mutual funds and the institutions own 92% of the shares outstanding. The little guys, the little individual investors, they own very little of the stock. Who really moves the market? Who really owns the vast majority of the stocks out there? It's the Fidelities, the Vanguards, the T. Rowe Prices, the American Funds, the California Teachers Union. I mean, it goes on and on. It's the big pension funds and the big institutions and the mutual funds that own 92% of Anacor. And you have to say to yourself, those are some pretty smart people that own these stocks and that are moving these stocks up and buying them. So I kind of have to go by that. You know, I use the same methodology sometimes when I go fishing. Yes, I'm going to throw in a fishing analogy. Sometimes as I get out into the ocean, I'll see a cluster of boats somewhere off in the distance. Now that tells me that there's something going on there. They're either whale watching. Sometimes it's a false alarm. I don't really want to go whale watching when I go fishing. But other times there's a school of fish there. And that's why the boats are there. And I look at it the same way in the stock market. There's a school of boats. There's a flock, or there's a fleet of ships, 92% institution-owned Anacor, surrounding a little biotech called Anacor with no earnings. It's only a $2.8 billion company, but that tells me that there's something going on there, right? That's a sure sign. Other times, you know, in the ocean, we look for birds. We look for anything out of the ordinary. You don't want to just see ocean, because most of the ocean, there's nothing underneath what lies beneath. There's some strays here and there, but when they bunch up, the fish, there's either birds above them giving them away because they're eating the same bait that the fish are, or there's boats that have found the fish and have called in their friends on the radio, hey, Joe, we finally found the yellowfin tuna. They're over here, and they give the lat and the longitude coordinates, and pretty soon the whole fleet comes rushing in. If you're a savvy fisherman, don't give out your latitude and longitude numbers if you don't want any company, you know. But sometimes a school of fish is so huge, hey, why not call in the other people and share the wealth a little bit, right? But I see that, and one of the methods that I use in analyzing stocks with no earnings is I take a look at the institutional ownership, and I look at the chart of the stock. And if there's a lot of institutions that own it, and the stock is going up, and the performance is terrific, hey, no earnings? There's something going on here, and I want a piece of this, all right? So, hey, it is what it is. Sometimes you can't sink a tangible number, tangible teeth into earnings of a company because they're just not there yet. They're still working on it. So, anyways, you can get the newsletter, which is full of companies with earnings and some companies without earnings. But for me, this is where the fishing's taking place. This is where the best fishing is. This is where the fish are biting. I report every week the best large caps, the best small caps that I can find, the best momentum or trading stocks that I can find, the best mutual funds that I can find at any given point in time. And I call it the Best Stocks Now newsletter. What else would I call it? You can get it by going to my website at pwstreet.com. And lastly, the biggest thing I do here is manage money for people all across America, from Seattle to Atlanta to Minnesota to Florida to Hawaii and all in between. You can call us at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST, or visit our website at pwstreet.com. Have a great day, everybody. Happy fishing.
This show is not a solicitation to buy or sell any securities. Bill Gunderson or clients of Gunderson Capital Management may have long or short positions in stocks mentioned during the show. Gunderson Capital Management is a fee-based registered investment advisor. All accounts are held at Scottrade. Scottrade is a member of SIPC and FINRA.